WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're just spinning your wheels, going through the motions without really making progress? Like there's a whole world of potential inside you waiting to explode, but you don't quite know how to unlock it? Trust me, I get it. We all have those moments. That's why today we're diving deep into something seriously powerful. Self-reflection techniques for personal growth and development. Because let's be real, personal growth isn't about achieving some distant, idealized version of ourselves. It's about becoming the best damn versions of who we already are. And that journey starts with looking inward. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to fix a car without checking under the hood first, right? Self-reflection is like taking that metaphorical peek under the hood of your own life, figuring out what's running smoothly and where you might need a little tune-up. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Self-reflection sounds so introspective and maybe a little boring. But hear me out. It doesn't have to be all doom and gloom, staring into the abyss kind of stuff. Think about it as a way to gain clarity, understanding, and ultimately, control over your own life. Here are five key takeaways that will blow open your understanding of self-reflection. First up, embrace journaling. This isn't just for angsty teenagers anymore. It's a powerful tool to process thoughts, emotions, and experiences. Think of it as having a conversation with yourself on paper. Write about your wins, your struggles, your dreams, even your random grocery list if that helps. The point is to get those thoughts out of your head and onto the page. Second, become a master observer. Pay attention to your daily patterns, your habits, your reactions, your interactions with others. Notice what triggers you, what brings you joy, and what leaves you feeling drained. You're gathering valuable data about yourself, like an anthropologist studying their own fascinating culture. Third, practice mindfulness. This is all about being present in the moment, without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to simply breathe, notice your surroundings, and tune into your body sensations. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental state, allowing for more clarity and focus. Fourth, seek feedback from trusted sources. Don't be afraid to ask friends, family, or mentors for honest opinions about your strengths and weaknesses. Remember, constructive criticism is a gift. It helps you see yourself more objectively and identify areas where you can grow. And finally, celebrate your progress. Personal growth isn't a race, it's a journey. Acknowledge your accomplishments, big and small, and give yourself credit for the effort you're putting in. Remember that every step forward, no matter how tiny, is a victory worth celebrating. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a networking event. You feel a little nervous, right? Maybe your heart's racing a bit, and you find yourself staring into the depths of someone's latte instead of making eye contact. That's totally normal. But what if, instead of letting those nerves control you, you took a moment for some self-reflection? Think about it. What are your strengths? What topics are you genuinely passionate about? How can you approach this interaction with genuine curiosity and interest in the other person? By taking a few seconds to ground yourself and tap into your inner resources, you'll be amazed at how much more confident and engaging you become. So there you have it. Five powerful self-reflection techniques to level up your personal growth game. Remember, this isn't about becoming some perfect, idealized version of yourself. It's about embracing the journey, learning from your experiences, and becoming the most authentic and empowered version of you. Ready to take action? Start by picking one technique that resonates with you and experiment with it today. Write a few sentences in your journal, observe your reactions in a challenging situation, or simply take a few deep breaths before tackling a daunting task. You'll be amazed at the difference even small changes can make. And don't forget to share your experiences with me. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.